With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a campaign rally today in Iowa, former President Donald Trump calls the current resident of the White House a pawn of other nations, including China.
Crooked Joe is weak on China because Crooked Joe is owned by China. He's owned by China. Does anybody know that? He's a corrupt politician, and he's totally compromised.
While in Iowa, Mr. Trump celebrating a win in an election case where a Colorado judge rejected an effort to keep the GOP frontrunner off the state's primary ballot. Also, at SRNnews.com, patients and staff members leaving Gaza's largest hospital Saturday, with one describing a panicked and chaotic evacuation. Israeli forces searching men who were leaving and taking some away. Israeli forces remain at Gaza City Shifa Hospital, along with a few healthcare workers to take care of those too sick to move. Meanwhile, Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner says they've created an evacuation corridor that takes civilians to the south of the hospital, but it is still dangerous to travel through the region.
When people are walking through a combat zone, it's important to distinguish themselves from the terrorists that are taking advantage of the civilian arena. This is what we're finding. This is precisely the reason why we are operating on the in the compound.
By the way, that evacuation comes the same day that internet and phone service was restored to the Gaza Strip. Singers, novelists, video game artists, voice actors, and more are appealing to the federal government for immediate relief from the threat that artificial intelligence poses to their livelihoods. Technology companies are largely very happy, though, with the status quo. This is SRN News. California wants to help men give birth.
Require health insurance companies to provide drugs to male patients to treat what the legislation calls their, quote, infertility. This is all about transgenderism, of course, although it does get a little confusing. The bill states that coverage for the treatment of infertility shall be provided without discrimination on the basis of gender, gender expression, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Algerian government continues its crackdown on churches. International Christian Concern reports in a new ruling the government has decreed no more than 10 people can gather in a home for religious purposes. Algerian officials have also at this time begun closing down a number of churches with no warning, no explanation. This is SRN News. A proposed safety device for automobiles.
Federal accident investigators want automakers to install systems on all new vehicles that warn drivers when they go over the speed limit and to figure out how states can electronically limit speeds on vehicles driven by repeat traffic offenders. The NTSB's recommendations to combat speeding came after a hearing on a January 2022 crash in North Las Vegas, Nevada, where the driver of a Dodge Challenger ran a red light at 103 miles per hour and slammed into a family's minivan at a busy intersection, killing 9 people. John Scott reported.
A gunman has killed a state security guard in the lobby of New Hampshire's psychiatric hospital. He was then fatally shot by a state trooper. Authorities say the 63-year-old man was killed as he guarded the lobby entrance. Investigation continues. More details at SRNnews.com.